Now, the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether or space, represent energy, but not just physical energy, mental energy, psychical energy. And this also we have to go into, because both form, as it were, ascending series, and this is of great practical interest. So looking at the five elements in terms of psychical energy, mental energy, ultimately even spiritual energy, what do we find that they represent? What does earth represent? Earth represents a state or condition of psychological energy blockage, emotional blockage. And when one is psychologically, emotionally blocked, how does one feel? One feels contracted. One feels constricted. One feels shut up in oneself. One feels all stiff and rigid and lifeless, like a sort of mental corpse. One feels cold. One feels dead. This is the earth state. This state, we may say, is like that of a man who's so tightly bound, so tightly tied up, that he can't move, he can't stir, hand or foot. He may just maybe wiggle his little toe or something like that, or he may just blink his eyes, but he can't make any more movement than that. This is the earth state, psychologically considered in terms of psychical energy. And what about water? What about the water symbol? This represents a state of very limited mobility and motility. It represents a state like that of ice, which has just started to thaw. You get a block of ice and a few drops of water are forming at the sides. It's thawing just a little tiny bit, but not much. So in this state, one's energy feels just a little bit free. One isn't tight, one can at least move a bit, you know, from side to side. So blockages in this state have been removed to some extent. You're just a little bit free. And this state is like that of a man who's not tied up, whose limbs are not tied, but who is imprisoned in a little tiny cell. And it's just big enough for him to be able to walk backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. He's got that much freedom, even though he can't get out. So this is the state of just very partial liberation of energy, when we can just go backwards and forwards or round and round in a narrow closed circle. That's how most people live, of course. And then fire. Fire. This represents a state of liberation of energy in an upward direction. Here, energy is being sublimated. And in this state, one feels, as it were, inspired. Though you're being sort of lifted up, you feel exalted. You feel even as though, to change the metaphors for the moment, as though you're walking on air. So what is this state like? It's like that of a man who's shut in, enclosed on all sides by walls, but there's no roof. It's all open to the sky, open to the stars. So all he has to do is to rise up into the air, as it were. He's free in that direction. And air? What about air? Air, we may say, is energy in process of becoming completely liberated. Not completely liberated, but in process of becoming so. All hindrances, all blockages, all energy blockages, psychological blockages, emotional blockages are being removed, are being resolved, are sort of escaping in great clouds of steam, as it were. And one feels that one is expanding in all directions. One feels that one is transcending one's narrow, limited individuality, one's selfhood in the narrow, limited sense of the term. So what is this state like? This state is like a man who was in prison, but he isn't now. All the walls have suddenly fallen down. Right? And he can look in all directions, he can go in any direction he likes, he's absolutely free. But even more than that, because if you're an individual, well, you can go in that direction, but when you're going in that direction, you're not going in this direction. When you're going in that direction, you're not going in this direction. But in the state symbolized by the element air, it isn't like that, because you can go in all directions simultaneously. You can expand yourself into all the quarters of space at the same time. And that means transcending your own self, your own individuality. Now, what about Akasha? What about ether or space? This, we may say in a very general way, represents the dimension, the higher dimension within which all these movements take place. The non-movement of earth, the undulatory, oscillatory movement of water, the ascending movement of fire, and the expanding movement of air, all these take place within a dimension which is higher still, which contains and includes them all. And it's this that we call Akasha, space, ether, or what you will.